Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
And next week, we will be in Waco, too, for Baylor and Kansas. Now, that's a noon Eastern time start. So College Game Day is going to take you right into the call.
I guess that's a big deal, you put it like that. But at the same, it's just another game. It's just another competitive game.
You know, leading up to this, you know, it's kind of hard to tell yourself it's just another game just because of all the hype and fanfare.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor's first win ever in Allen Fieldhouse, and the Bears, number 4 in the nation, impressive in a win over third-ranked Kansas on their home floor. Final score, Baylor 67, Kansas 55.
And John, this Baylor team is the real deal.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
Well, I think it's a great showcase for the Big 12, first and foremost. You got College Game Day here, and you got two top three teams in the nation. So a great opportunity for the league to showcase what it's about. And then at the same time, for us, it's a home game, and it's a great atmosphere for our fans to really enjoy a game.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Maybe you've heard big old game tomorrow in the Farrell Center. Welcome in. Glad you're with us on this Friday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross, highlight cut courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Also heard from Coach Drew in there, Freddie Gillespie, Jared Butler. Baylor, Kansas tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. in the Farrell Center. Eyes of the college basketball world will really be on the Farrell Center in Waco, Texas tomorrow for this matchup that has huge Big 12 and national implications. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. We'll talk a lot about that today. Let you hear from some of the principals in the game tomorrow. Coach Bill Self, Coach Scott Drew, Freddie Gillespie, Jared Butler. You'll let you hear more from them. And big day with ESPN's College Game Day being here as well. That show live from the Farrell Center tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. This is fun, Garrett. This is a big build-up. You know, you've kind of seen it coming on the horizon for several weeks. The Baylor team, you know, that's how they've gotten to this point, mm-hmm. has not looked ahead, and now they can, and it's going to be a lot of fun with Baylor and Kansas tomorrow morning.
Yeah, this is going to be one of the most exciting games of the year, hands down, and I'm looking forward to watching it. I wish I could be there for the atmosphere. That's going to be really exciting. And I love the setup. I know a lot of people, you know, might not feel this way. I love the setup of having game day and it rolling directly into the game. I think that's going to be, you know, huge for, you know, that atmosphere, that excitement that, because I said yesterday, you see a lot of the times where you'll have that build up and then there's a long delay, you have a night game or whatever, but for it to just roll right in, I think it's going to be special.
I do too. I think that's really cool the way it worked out. Now, this game was scheduled for 11 a.m. all along. ESPN picked it, and they're the ones who placed it at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. I think there was some talk about maybe moving it to later in the day, but the women play at 4. The women play at 4 against Oklahoma. And so, you know, I think they're fine with it. It's different for game day to mm-hmm. roll right into that game. But I think it just kind of adds to the buildup.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everybody's, you're going to wake up, but you have like the people are camping out, you know, it's just, I don't know. There's something about it, just special game day atmosphere, the vibe, and for you not to have to wait. Like, I mean, it's just there, you know, it comes to you quick. So that's fun.
Yeah, really good. Let's hear right now from Coach Scott Drew. When you get that ready, let me know. Talking about game day, College Game Day being in Waco, that's always big. Second time they've been here. And game day here at Baylor for the second time this year. They were here for football back in the fall. And now with basketball coming up tomorrow, first time since Michigan State in 2016 that has happened. So it doesn't happen very often. But here is Coach Drew, and he is one who definitely appreciates Baylor basketball and Baylor University being in the spotlight with College Game Day in Waco.
Well, first of all, let's start with the students because you're camping out. I mean, how are you not camping out in the concourse? I mean, it's 72 and sunny in the concourse, all right? So you are good in the concourse. And second thing is for everyone that gets here and has a chance to experience game day, I mean, if you're a sports fan, it doesn't get any bigger than College Game Day, and you definitely want to be a part of that. And it's the fans that make college athletics what is so special. So hopefully a couple extra shots in the coffee in the morning, and let's go.
I think what he said was a couple of shots, extra shots of coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe not a couple of shots.
I think he's talking about like espresso.
Yeah.
Shots
in the coffee. I got you. Yeah. So to get that caffeine flowing early tomorrow. And for the students, the Baylor students, what a great deal for them. I mean, we had students camp out outside at McLean Stadium to be there for game day, and now they can camp out here, but it's going to be inside, thank the Lord for that, and just around the concourse. So that's going to be a cool scene this evening as the students really soak up and are a real part of game day and then this big game.
Yeah, and they get to take advantage of something that very few people have had. You have game day come to you twice, and you get to camp out, and so that's a memory that you know you're going to be able to say, you know, for years on out, you and your friends are going to be able to look back on this, and it's just really special.
Yeah. If you were a student right now, would you be camping out tonight?
Absolutely.
I think I would, too.
There's no way I wouldn't be.
I think I would,
What else are you going to do? You need to camp out.
When I was in school, I don't think there was a game day.
See, that's the thing. And a lot of people, they're able to take advantage of this. And if you're not, you got to. You got to be out there, man.
Yep. And twice in 1 year here to Waco, so that's really cool. The ESPN Game Day crew will meet with the media this afternoon at 3. That'll be fun. So you'll see and hear from them, no doubt, later in the day here on ESPN Central Texas, local TV stations. I'm sure we'll have that as well. So, again, really fun. And Reese Davis, Jay Billis, Seth Greenberg, Alfonso Ellis, the crew for ESPN's Game Day.
And Mosley will have a segment with Billis during today's show as well.
Oh, great.
So that's
very
pretty
good.
Awesome.
Very good. All right, so stay tuned for that coming up this morning. And, of course, the game broadcast tomorrow here on ESPN Central Texas. This will be a little different for us also. So our pregame is on at 10:30 and tip-off at 11. So game day will be going on in front of us when we're on the air tomorrow morning.
That's going to be a lot of moving parts tomorrow morning.
It is.
That's one thing I would like to see is how they – how quick they go and take everything down. It's going to be like fire ants out there moving around real quick.
Well, yeah, and, you know, you got to have the floor clear for teams to warm up, too. I mean, both teams have to warm up, and then I'm guessing when they clear the floor, that's when they do the State Farm half-court shot, so they'll make that work. But it's, there are a lot of moving parts.
What's the over-under on making the shot? What do you think?
I don't know. I'll definitely watch. And I talked to somebody that went to see the bus last night.
Did they get a tour?
They did. They were inside. It was our next door neighbor, Deanna, and she said it was pretty swagged out, is the way she described it. So that's the ESPN College Game Day bus. It was on display and open for tours yesterday at VTech. So pretty cool thing there.
Is Chip going to get out there and try to do his half court shot with them?
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Sure, he's gonna make his way out there.
Pressure will be on him, though. You know, when we have the video of him hitting a half court shot, here's a trade secret. He looks at the camera. He says, "First shot."
Every time.
Yeah. Every time.
That's funny.
So, but he'd get out there. I bet he'll get out there. I think they're scheduled for the show.
I'm sure they are.
So that'll
be
fun.
They're going to be involved.
So really cool day coming up tomorrow. Look forward to that. There are other things going on in Baylor athletics this weekend. Lady Bears have a big game against Oklahoma tomorrow at 4. Be there early for that game. They'll have a special presentation to Coach Mulkey prior to the game, recognizing her 600th career victory, which she got on the road in Lubbock on Tuesday. I think there's a t-shirt giveaway for that too, commemorating the 600th win for Coach Mulkey. So that is tomorrow. That's at 4 o'clock. That broadcast will be here on ESPN Central Texas as well, beginning at 3:30.
They've been busy creating this merchandise to give out.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
You know, a lot of T-shirts and bobbleheads and everything.
Yeah, that's so
right. That department's pretty busy.
Yeah, it's our fan engagement group, and they do a great job. Baseball is hosting Oral Roberts, 3-game series. Weather should be really nice, maybe cool, but nice this weekend at Baylor Ballpark. Games tonight at 6:30, tomorrow at 3, and Sunday at 1. Tonight it's here on ESPN Central Texas. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it's on Fox Sports Radio. And then Sunday is back here on ESPN Central Texas for Baylor baseball. And then Baylor softball, a ton of games this weekend as they host the Baylor Invitational. Games really all day today, tomorrow, and Sunday, starting early on Sunday and finishing mid-afternoon. But all the Baylor games from the Baylor Invitational, beginning with 2 today. Baylor plays at 3:45 this afternoon against... Let me check here. It's first against Tulsa. Yep, at 3:45, and then against Illinois at 6. And those games are on 101.3 FM. Every Baylor game all season, Baylor softball is on 101.3 FM. And then we'll have those televised tonight. Kelly Levesque and I doing TV, Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus.
I think this is like perfect baseball softball weather.
Do you
got the sun shining. It's a little cool.
Yeah.
So you can run around and stuff. I think it's perfect.
Well, let me tell you, when the sun goes down, though,
oh, then it's gonna be
it gets
bit
cool.
Different.
It really does. Witness last Friday night a week ago.
Yeah.
When it was absolutely freezing out there. But sun was shining on Saturday and Sunday, and it was nice, and the sun is shining today, so really nice also. So softball, a lot of games this weekend, and don't forget about acrobatics and tumbling. Their big meet against Oregon comes up Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock in the Farrell Center. Dollar tickets, come see acrobatics and tumbling at the highest level, and free Felicia Mulkey bobbleheads to the first 1,500 in attendance on Sunday. So come be a part of that, part of a big, big weekend in Baylor athletics. All right, off and running on this Friday. We're glad you're with us. Let's dive into Baylor and KU a little more when we come back. Let you hear from Bill Self, the Kansas coach, bringing his Jayhawks to Waco. I think I don't have any problems saying definitively this is the biggest regular season game in Baylor basketball history.
Oh, yeah.
I think for so many factors, you know, the national rankings, number one versus number three, Baylor's never been involved in a game like that with those high rankings in the regular season. And I say regular season because, you know, Baylor played for a national championship in 1948. You can't discount that. And played in the Elite Eight against Duke in 2010 for a trip to the Final Four. And played Kentucky in the Elite Eight in Atlanta in 2012 for a trip to the Final Four. But I'm saying regular season. You know, it's hard to find something that comes close to this one.
I don't think there is, and I totally agree with you. And not only that, you have the opportunity to sweep Kansas for the first time ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's big.
Yep. And the Big 12, you know, the players will say the national rankings, those are great, but the Big 12 standings, that's really more important to them because Baylor's 13-0 in the league. Kansas is 12-1. They want to win a Big 12 championship with a win. With a win tomorrow, Baylor would have a 2-game lead plus the tiebreaker in the Big 12 with 4 games to play. So you can't clinch anything tomorrow,
right.
But man, what a huge, huge step that would be.
Oh, you would definitely set yourself up nicely to have it won. You know, like you said, you can't clinch it, but you're in the right direction.
Right, right. And they want to keep going that same direction. So Big 12 standings, national rankings, Baylor with a 23-game winning streak, longest in Big 12 history. Kansas has won 11 straight since their loss to Baylor in Allen Fieldhouse. So all those things factor in, and it really is, I think, definitively the biggest regular season game in Baylor basketball history. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 100-plus years of Baylor basketball history.
And I was trying to find the list early. I'm going to look for it during the break. But Coach Drew had a post on Twitter talking about all the players, former players that are coming back. So it's going to be a really special day.
Yeah.
You know, at the Farrell Center.
That's fun, too. It's fun to have those guys back. So we'll get you their names coming up next segment. All right, we're off and running on this Friday. We're glad you're with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
The Bears play here. ESPN Central Texas. The Bears welcome in Oral Roberts for a three-game series at Baylor Ballpark this weekend. Games Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 3, and Sunday at 1.
Baylor Baseball, all season long with Derek Smith and Steve Jonigan, here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including three-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators, the President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
This may be a tough choice. Will it be Jeep or Journey? Allen Samuels has them for only $16,990 during the big President's Day event. The all-new 2019 Jeep Renegade Latitude, America's hottest subcompact SUV, just $16,990. Or pick a new 2019 Dodge Journey midsize crossover with third-row seating, also just $16,990. Hey, flip a coin. Come by and save now at Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels.
Ask for details.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website. But be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
Have you been tagged yet again in an engagement ring photo? Are hints being dropped all around you? Rest assured, D'Amore Fine Jewelers has been rescuing men seeking the perfect ring for over 25 years. Come in with a picture of her dream ring and we'll make it a reality. With our 5-year financing, custom design team, and selection of diamonds, we'll make the whole process fun and enjoyable. D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
The Boston Marathon bombing. 4 Americans murdered. Over 260 injured. The Muslim terrorists even exploited welfare programs to help fund their attack. Because today, non-citizens can get food stamps and other benefits, costing us over $30 billion a year. President Trump wants to end this abuse, but the Democrats are blocking him. Pete Sessions believes welfare benefits should be reserved for American citizens. In Congress, Pete Sessions will stand with President Trump to build the wall and remove these immigration incentives that are unfair and sometimes even dangerous for American taxpayers. Republican Pete Sessions, a true conservative who will fight for us.
I'm Pete Sessions, and I approve this message because taxpayer-funded benefits should be reserved for American citizens.
Paid for by Pete Sessions for Congress.
Welcome back to the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Friday morning. Do appreciate you being with us. Brought to you in part by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Boy, bright lights shining on the Farrell Center tomorrow for sure. A men's women's basketball doubleheader. The men versus Kansas, the women versus Oklahoma. Men's game at 11 a.m. you know on ESPN. The women's game at 4 p.m. It's on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. Other games in the Big 12 tomorrow. So this one really the spotlight game in all of college basketball this weekend. Obviously a matchup of the highest ranked teams available. And remember, it was just last Saturday Sunday that Baylor played West Virginia, and that was the only game in the country matching two ranked teams. And now this Saturday, it's number one versus number three.
That's pretty impressive. And, I that's a special moment for Baylor to be in this situation.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. And right in the middle of it, hosting this game and hosting game day for sure. So 11 a.m. tomorrow on ESPN television here on ESPN Central Texas, Kansas versus Baylor. 1 o'clock on CBS. Texas at Kansas State tomorrow. All right. CBS made that pick a while back, obviously. And Texas did win on Wednesday over TCU. They're 5-8 in conference. Kansas State sitting at 2-11, hosting Texas and CBS tomorrow at 1.
I know, with all due respect, CBS is wishing they could switch that game for more viewership.
Flex out of that one. Yep, but yeah, but who knows, you know? Sometimes when CBS shows up, that inspires both teams, but maybe a team like Kansas State will be truly inspired.
I think Kansas State will route them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, that's at 1 o'clock on CBS, also 1 o'clock on ESPNU, 17th West Virginia at TCU. 3 o'clock on ESPN2, Bedlam, Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. 5 o'clock on ESPNU, Texas Tech at Iowa State. So that is the Big 12 schedule of games and College Game Day, originating from a Big 12 school for the second time this year. Remember, they were in Lawrence prior to the Kansas-Tennessee game, part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Now here in Waco. And as we said, first school since Michigan State in the 2015-2016 school year to host College Game Day for both football and basketball in the same year. They were here prior to the Baylor-OU game on November 16th.
That's pretty crazy. You know, Kansas, I guess they are one of the school, the rare schools that would be that, where you could get game day twice in one year.
Yeah.
You know, you host it and then you're a part of it again. I know it's more so geared towards Baylor, but you know, that draw of Kansas is what's helping bring it in as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, like I said, I mean, this is the biggest game in the regular season history for Baylor basketball. Well, Kansas is used to that. I mean, they're used to being everybody's biggest game. So it's not going to faze them one bit.
No.
You know, they're used to this. They're used to all the extra, you know, trappings around the game. So it won't, you know, some other schools it might be a distraction, but for Kansas, I don't think it will be one bit.
And I think the way the Baylor team is made up, their mentality, I don't think it's going to faze them either.
Yeah, no, that 1-0 mentality, it's been really, really good. In fact, let's hear from, this is Freddie Gillespie and Jared Butler meeting with the media yesterday, talking about that next game mentality that has carried Baylor now to 23 consecutive wins.
Yeah, you know, I think we just kind of have a one game at a time mentality. So we don't take anything we do for granted. Any win we get, we're always appreciative. We always thank God for it. We understand the hard work it takes to win any game in this conference, whether it's Kansas or, you know, whoever. But we understand that, you know, there's always one more. It's always next, and we have larger goals. So we kind of keep our eye on our future goals in the bigger picture.
Yeah, and I think it's good for us to, you know, not get too high, not get too low. And, you know, we are definitely appreciated. Like you said, we appreciate all the wins. But we understand that there's another storm coming, and we got to, you know, manage the storm and be able to be level-headed and everything.
Very good level-headed, even-keel approach by these guys, and I think they'll be able to handle, again, everything surrounding this game and focus on the game. We interviewed Jared Butler, who'll be on our pregame show tomorrow, and one of the questions was, you know, it's number one versus number three, but it's the top two teams in the Big 12, and you're playing for a Big 12 championship. And he said, oh, yeah, that's more important. That is the most important thing in this game.
Oh, absolutely. I think that was their goal going out. You know, you want to get to certain wins. I'm sure that's a goal. And then you want to, you know, have your home court. You want to take care of that. But, yeah, ultimately the Big 12 championship is the most important thing right now.
Yep, that's one of their goals this year, is to win a Big 12 championship. Baylor has never won a Big 12 conference championship. So certainly that goal in a possibility, I mean, a very real possibility, and could take a huge step forward with another win tomorrow. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, let you hear from Coach Drew and Coach Bill Self leading into this matchup of number one versus number three. Great showcase for Big 12 basketball tomorrow, all the way around the game and game day coming in. John Morris Show brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Hey, look down the road. This game tomorrow, but then Baylor hosting Big Monday coming up on Monday, March 2nd. So it's not this upcoming Monday, but it's a couple of Mondays away. But the Baylor Club will host another pregame buffet and shuttle over to the Farrell Center. The buffet will be 5 to 8. The game is 8 p.m., and that is on March 2nd. And then on Thursday, March 5th, they'll have another pregame buffet and shuttle to the Farrell Center prior to the Lady Bears game versus Texas. And that one will be 5 to 7:30 on that date, March 5th. So, again, check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com, or give them a call at 254-710-8080 to ask questions, to make reservations, talk to someone, Stephanie or April, about membership. Check it out, again, on the web, thebaylorclub.com, or give them a call, 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
It's a new year, and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red bean potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil season. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red bean potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Maggard Bookkeeping of Waco has been helping Central Texans with their tax returns for more than 20 years. Baylor softball will host the 2020 Baylor Invitational Tournament beginning this morning at 9 a.m. with Minnesota versus Texas State. Baylor is expected to play at 3:45 versus Tulsa and again at 6 p.m. versus Illinois. Both games can be heard on 101.3 FM. Baylor head coach Scott Drew met with the media on Thursday to talk about Saturday's game versus Kansas and what it means to Baylor and the Big 12.
Well, I think it's a great showcase for the Big 12 first and foremost. You got College Game Day here, and you got two top three teams in the nation. So a great opportunity for the league to showcase what it's about. And then at the same time for us, it's a home game, and it's a great atmosphere for our fans to really enjoy a game.
Number one Baylor versus number three Kansas tips off at 11 a.m. Saturday on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
You look at it in this whole year from volleyball being number one, women's basketball, football, up and down the list. I think it starts with their administration, the great leadership we have, but also the players in all of the sports, the athletes, they all feed off each other. They see the success this team's having, and they want to have that success. They see how hard they're working, and they want to work that hard. So I think everybody, iron sharpens iron.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio on this Friday morning. Looking forward to the big game tomorrow, Baylor versus Kansas, Baylor women versus OU tomorrow in the Farrell Center as well. Big, big day, not just in the Farrell Center, but along the Turner Riverfront Athletic Complex with softball and baseball going on, and then acrobatics and tumbling in action on Sunday at 3 in the Farrell Center. You know, most of the time, Garrett, I would say that in the middle of a season, and we're past the midpoint, but as the season goes on, I just kind of, I'm doing my job and getting ready for the next game, kind of have my head down,
right?
You know, doing the work that needs to be done to get ready for the next game. Then you do the next game broadcast, and then you start it over again, preparing for the next game. But this one is one where I stick my head up and just kind of look around and see everything that's going on and all the national attention around this game tomorrow, and it is really fun.
Oh, I imagine. It's hard to not do that. I mean, it's one of those things where you got to soak it in.
Yeah.
It's a special moment, and you need to take that time to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And that sounds like what you're being able to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point. Just, you know, soak it up and enjoy it, because it doesn't come along all the time. And I think we're doing that for sure. And the team is, I think they know what's going on, but man, they are just so locked in and focused on the game.
I also think it means more to people like you and people who have been involved with the program for so long and have been through the ups and the downs, you know, and when you're finally here and it's consistent, you know, and it's just like all y'all's hard work, everybody's hard work is starting to pay off and flourish, and you're able to, you know, take it in and enjoy it.
Man, it sure is great. It's really a blessing is what it is. And Coach Drew, you'll hear him say, and you'll hear the players say, they play with joy, and translated what that means. When they say that, that means they play for Jesus, they play for others, then they play for yourself, J-O-Y. So that's what that is. When you hear Coach Drew say it, when you hear the players say it, and what a great approach to life, what a great approach to the game of basketball. And, you know, the team, win or lose, they get in a circle on the court every game, put their arms around each other's shoulders and say a word of prayer every game. Mm-hmm. And that is just such a tremendous platform, especially with how well this team is playing this year.
Oh, absolutely. And then not only that, the players, I've seen them go out in the community and speak, you know, to other, you know, kids and other teams and stuff about it. And it's just, it's something that they really embodied, and it's what makes Baylor special.
I think some of the guys were out this week at Highland Baptist Church here in Waco on Wednesday night with Mark Weibel there. And here's a game, they're number one in the nation preparing for this big game, and they were at a church speaking on Wednesday night. So really, really, really cool, life-changing program with Baylor basketball. All right, let's hear from Coach Drew. This is Coach talking about the fan response to this game, game day, and everything surrounding it tomorrow.
Well, hopefully we give the fans a lot to cheer for. What makes a fan base go to another level, though, and that is when the home team needs a big play or isn't playing well, then they come alive and help generate that rather than responding. And I think our fan base has really done a great job this year in helping us. When we needed a defensive stop, they've gotten loud, or when we need a big play, they've helped energize us and helped us to have that happen.
All right, so there's the fans' charge for the game tomorrow. Sellout crowd, yes, but I'll tell you, it's a sellout crowd every time we go into Allen Fieldhouse, every time we go in there. So the fans have a job to do in this game coming up tomorrow as well. Here's Bill Self, the Kansas head coach. These two head coaches tomorrow came in at the same time. It's the 17th season for Coach Drew at Baylor. It's the 17th season for Bill Self at Kansas. Bill Self meeting with the media yesterday, asked if he has to tell his team, or does he tell his team, you know, what's riding on this game tomorrow?
No, I don't have to do that. They know. So they know how many games are left in the league, and I'm not approaching it like a league race. I'm approaching it like an opportunity to play a terrific team on a big stage away from home. So the league race isn't something that I'm going to emphasize. Now, they may talk about themselves with it. And we also know this: if you go down two games with four left, you know, I don't, even if we were to be fortunate enough to run the table, I don't see them losing twice. So we know that this is a big game concerning the league. I don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, kind of I thought about this morning. It's a bit of a different scenario for Kansas being the hunter. You know, mm-hmm. how often forever in the Big 12, they've been the hunted, you know, everybody chasing them down, and they've got that big target on their back. And to their credit, even with that, them being everybody's biggest game, look how much Kansas has won. But it's a little different situation. I don't know what the line is on this game. I never look. I never pay right. attention to that for obvious right. reasons. But, you know, it'll probably be even, or Kansas might even be favored. I don't know. But Kansas and Bill Self can almost play the underdog card in this one with his team, saying, look, Baylor's number one. Look, they're leading us in the mm-hmm. Big 12 conference by one game. So it's a different scenario for KU.
Yeah, and I wonder, that's got to change the way he goes about coaching in a way. You have like you said, you've been set in one situation for so long, so you have an approach and you're used to that approach. But when you're not, you know, the one that everybody's coming at, then you got to change the mindset of the players and everything. So that's going to fall back on how he approaches the game from a coaching aspect.
Yeah, for sure. So here's some other things to know about the game tomorrow. The doors will open at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Remember, you can't get in to watch just College game day. You have to have a game ticket to get into the Farrell Center, since they back up against each other. So in years past, when game day was in the morning, then the game was later in the day, you could come free and watch mm-hmm. game day, and then we'd clear the arena and then come back in with a game ticket. But this time it's different. You have to have a game ticket to get in. Doors open at 8:30. Students will be camping out in the concourse tonight, so they'll be in. Other students can come, I believe it's 7:30 tomorrow morning for students
right.
to come and jump in line if they don't camp out overnight. So there's the word for students on this. It's a whiteout in the Farrell Center, so participate in that as you choose. My wife went shopping for something white to wear to the game. She's got her outfit planned for tomorrow, but a whiteout in the Farrell Center. And let's see what else. Game day on the air at 10 a.m., and the game tips off at 11:03 tomorrow. So, and then we'll clear the arena after that, and then the women play Oklahoma tomorrow at 4.
I think it would be really cool. Like if I was – I would like to have, like, somebody have an RV, you know, and just roll up tonight, post up. You can go over and watch baseball and softball tonight. You can eat. You can grill, have a good time, and then you're there. You know, you don't have to worry about, because I'm sure traffic's going to start backing up at, like, 6:30, 6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But you could just make a whole weekend out of it with
your
camper.
This would be the weekend to do it. Just come camp out in the Farrell Center parking lot, and you would not be short of options of Baylor athletic events.
Oh, no.
We were talking about some of the former players that will be there tomorrow. You looked at the list. Yeah. Coach Drew tweeted that. Epe Udo, Rico Gathers, Terrence Thomas will be there. Curtis Gerrals will be here. That'll be cool. Curtis, CJ, just inducted into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame this fall and has been playing overseas, but looks like he's going to be there. Josh Lomers will be there. Tim Bush, Mark Shepard, Pat Fields. Reed Cox, Kevin Gall, Will Phipps will be there. Mamadou GN will be there. So that's the list that I've seen. And thanks to Will for forwarding me that list. Will Phipps, as a ton of former Baylor, both players and those associated with the program, want to be here for this game. And that is really cool to have those guys back.
It really is. And you see this across the nation with other schools in big moments and big games. And I think it's great for the program. And it builds chemistry. It builds a brothership. And it's just a way to give back. And everybody comes because you're a family. Once you're here, you're a family. And for them to have opportunity to come back and enjoy it is just really special.
Yeah, and Coach Drew and the staff really foster that. They invite those guys back, not just for big games like this. Mm-hmm. They make them feel like and know that they're welcome anytime they want to come back. Those guys come over the summer, and some of those games that they play in the summer, the current team versus the vets, they call them the vets. That is fun to watch, man. That is some high competition talent to be the middle of the summer.
Oh, and you know that's competitive. That's got to be really awesome to go out there and do a pickup game like that.
Because the vets don't want to lose to the current team, and the current team wants to say, hey, we're younger than you. We want to play pretty well, too. So there was a guy here yesterday, or a camera crew here from the CBS affiliate in Dallas. All the local stations were here, of course, but this crew came down from Dallas, and they were talking about Rico because they know him from the Cowboys, and we said he'd be here on Saturday, and they'll be looking for him, but really great attention, huge spotlight on this game tomorrow, Baylor and KU.
I think that's the neat thing is when you have the news outlets coming from the bigger cities, you know, to come here and see, because you're going to have that from ESPN, but when you have, you know, your Dallas, your Austin, and other people are taking note of this game, and they want to get their coverage as well.
Huge spotlight on this game tomorrow. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in just a moment. Let you hear from Glenn Moore as they head into the Baylor Invitational softball tournament at Gatterman Stadium. It is already underway. Games being played right now. They started at 9 a.m. Baylor will play twice today at 3:45 and 6. And that's against Tulsa and then Illinois. We'll hear from Glenn Moore about the tournament field, our day of the day, birthdays, and more when we come back. Thanks for being with us on this Friday morning. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Lady Bear Basketball, all season long with Bruce Eatson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett on ESPN Central Texas.
The second-ranked Lady Bears back home in the Farrell Center Saturday hosting Oklahoma. 3:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 4 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
Join Maggie Davis-Stinnett and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Eatson, for Baylor Women's Basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor football fans, now is the time to order your reserve parking and tailgate spaces for the 2020 Baylor football season. Brazos Parking, locally owned and operated, is located at 1400 Martin Luther King Boulevard across from McLean Stadium and is home for the best tailgating in Waco. Go to BrazosParking.com to learn about all the great amenities, including friendly customer service, site map, and easy reservation system. Remember, BrazosParking.com, that's B-R-A-Z-O-S Parking.com, to reserve your game day destination.
Boat show season is here, but only the best dealers offer the biggest savings. At Marineland Boating Center, we're home to Crest Pontoons, building quality pontoon boats since 1957 and powered by Mercury Outboards. Come in today and select from more than 15 Crest Pontoons in stock, powered by Mercury Outboards. Rebates from $500 to $2,500 only at Marineland Boating Center, I-35 at Loop 340 South, or visit the website at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com.
Ancommas Bank believes that a community bank is just that, a bank built by the community it serves. For over 130 years of handshake banking, Ancommas Bank has striven to be the best community bank in Central Texas and has worked closely with its communities and customers by listening to their needs and providing support to help them grow. If you are looking to expand your business or start a new business, Ancommas Bank will be with you every step of the way. Come see me, Regina, and experience a relationship based on mutual respect, understanding, and high-quality service. Ancommas Bank, next to Chewy's Restaurant.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, guys, what month is it?
What's your favorite month?
What's your favorite month?
Truck month.
That's
Sequoia Family Ford.
Come save on our full line of trucks and SUVs, including the F-Series and the all-new Ford Escape.
Don't miss Truck Month going on now at Sequoia Family Ford, where our family makes the difference.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Maggard Bookkeeping of Waco has been helping Central Texans with their tax returns for more than 20 years. Baylor softball will host the 2020 Baylor Invitational Tournament beginning this morning at 9 a.m. with Minnesota versus Texas State. Baylor is expected to play at 3:45 versus Tulsa and again at 6 p.m. versus Illinois. Both games can be heard on 101.3 FM. Baylor head coach Scott Drew met with the media on Thursday to talk about Saturday's game versus Kansas and what it means to Baylor and the Big 12.
Well, I think it's a great showcase for the Big 12 first and foremost. You got College Game Day here. And you got two top three teams in the nation. So a great opportunity for the league to showcase what it's about. And then at the same time for us, it's a home game, and it's a great atmosphere for our fans to really enjoy a game.
Number one Baylor versus number three Kansas tips off at 11 a.m. Saturday on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with his final segment on this Friday. John Morris Show brought to you by Marineland Waco Yamaha. Check it out on the web. They've got those great Quest pontoons that are on sale now with great rebates. Available at Marineland Waco Yamaha. They're at I-35 and Loop 340 South, on the web at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com. Also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. How about Amanda? Baylor basketball sitting at number one in the nation. Amanda is number one in the Caldwell Banker empire right now as far as local realtors. Great accomplishment for her. You can contact Amanda, get her contact information, see videos and testimonials on her Facebook page. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. She is number one at Caldwell Banker. All right, back to wrap things up here in this segment. Hand things off to Matt Mosley. The Matt Mosley Show is coming up top of the hour. Garrett will be here for that. Garrett will be, if you need Garrett today, he'll be sitting in this captain's chair where he's seated right now. For the rest of the day.
For the rest of the day and until Baylor baseball's over tonight.
Oh, through baseball also.
Yeah.
So Steven is gone. We got some people gone out today. And Garrett is going to man the control board for the entire day.
I'll do my best.
Oh,
we'll see how
gosh.
It goes.
Again, I hope somebody slips some food under the door to you at some point today.
Me too.
You said you packed a... Packed a lunch and snacks and everything when you were leaving the house
this
morning.
I felt like a little kid, so I brought some puddings and some Cheez-Its and some stuff to hold me over.
Oh, man. If these guys don't take care of you here during the day, you text me and I'll stop what I'm doing and bring you something.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Because I want you to be taken care of over the course of a long, long day for you.
Thank you.
And no cue on unnecessary roughness. He's got a long day. He does PA for Baylor softball, so he's out there now. The game started at 9. And the last game today will be at 6. So Q's out there for about a 12-hour day.
Yeah, Q's out there. Steven went to Atlanta. Paul's got some stuff he's taking care of. So, yeah, it's all of us.
Nice. Nice. All right. Take care of it. And appreciate your work here in the 9 a.m. hour.
Thank you.
Let's hear from Glenn Moore. Speaking of Baylor softball, they're hosting the Baylor Invitational. Interesting scenario. They had the Invitational field set with Tulsa, Illinois, and Texas State. And that's a good tournament. You know, add Baylor, that's four teams. Well, Minnesota calls and says, hey, we need some games. We need to come south. Can you work us in? And Glenn and Lum and Brittany made it work. And so Minnesota is here as well. So there's five teams, including Baylor. Here is Coach Moore on this Baylor Invitational field.
Absolutely. This is one of the strongest fields that we've had in this tournament overall. We've had occasionally a good team come in, but to have this many teams that are all good. I told the girls that somebody could play really well this weekend and not win a ball game. That's the quality of this tournament. You could play poorly and get rewarded, but it's doubtful this weekend that you'll be rewarded for playing poorly. Need to play well.
Glenn Moore, Baylor softball coach, Baylor Invitational underway this morning. Baylor will play Tulsa today at 3:45. They'll play Illinois tonight at 6. They'll play Texas State tomorrow at 2:30. They'll play Minnesota tomorrow at 4:45. Then they'll play Illinois again, their tournament finale, at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. All those games on Big 12 Now on ESPN+, and all those games on 101.3 FM. Baylor baseball hosting Oral Roberts, a three-game series, begins tonight, 6:30 at Baylor Ballpark. 6:30 tonight, 3 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday for Baylor and ORU. Great matchup there. And tonight and Sunday here on ESPN Central Texas. Tomorrow will be on Fox Sports Radio, I think 104.5?
Yeah, it's 104.5 now.
104.5, yes. Changing next week, but
probably.
For baseball tomorrow, 104.5 on the air at 2:45 tomorrow, first pitch at 3 for game 2 in that series with ORU. Mentioned again, acrobatics and tumbling, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, Baylor versus Oregon. Big, big home meet for Felicia Mulkey and Baylor A&T. Dollar tickets for the match on Sunday afternoon, Sunday at 3. So come on in to the Farrell Center for that one on Sunday. We'll have it on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus Sunday as well. All right, day of the day today, Garrett tells me today is National Caregivers Day. How great is that to recognize and honor national caregivers?
Yeah, it takes a special person to be able to do that, and it's something that, you know, it's going to affect everybody at some point in their life, whether directly or indirectly, so it is pretty important.
Very important. Third Friday in February honors the healthcare professionals across the country, providing long-term and hospice care. So today is National Caregivers Day. And you're right, it does affect all of us at some point, either directly or indirectly. So great to recognize and honor them. What else do we have here? Some birthdays. Let's see what we have today to share with you birthday-wise. Searching. Here we go. So some to recognize, I want to mention to you. Oh, our good man, good friend Craig Harper's birthday is today. Craig was our radio engineer for Baylor football for 25 years and worked here in Waco and did Baylor basketball for many years before that. There's a great picture of Frank Fallon and Pat Nunley in Pat's first year, and then Craig is right there as the radio engineer.
That's awesome.
That goes back to 1981. So today is Mr. Harper's birthday. A lot of you folks around town will know Craig Harper. Happy birthday to you. Craig is the brother that I never had. He really is. Yeah. So happy birthday to him. Doyle Shirley's birthday is today. Used to work with Baylor Athletics. Who else is on the list here? Today's Charlie Jackson's birthday, former Baylor basketball letterman, teammate of Pat's, and was here for a nice reunion last weekend. So happy birthday to Charlie. It's Kyle Cox's birthday today. Happy birthday to Kyle. A lot of folks know him here in Central Texas. So happy birthday to those folks. Let me look one other place and see. Nope, that's it. That's all I have birthday-wise today.
One friend of mine, Brad Kuza, from out in East Texas today. It's his birthday, so I'd like to wish him a happy birthday.
Very cool. Happy birthday to Brad, and happy birthday to all you folks. And if we missed you, I do apologize, but have a great and have a blessed day. All right, we need to move out of here. Matt Mosley is coming in next. Matt Mosley Show from 10 to noon here on ESPN Central Texas. Garrett will be here. Unnecessary Roughness comes up from noon to 3. Garrett will be here. You make the call from 3 to 6 today. Garrett will be here. And then Baylor baseball tonight, Baylor versus ORU on the air at 6:15, first pitch at 6:30. Garrett will be here running the board for that game. So if you need Garrett today, I can tell you where he's going to be.
Exactly.
Right here in this chair.
Not moving much.
All right, man. Have a good day. Appreciate it. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Thanks. You heard from Coach Scott Drew. You heard from Bill Self. You heard from Freddie Gillespie and Jared Butler and Coach Glenn Moore heading into a busy, busy weekend, fun weekend. Enjoy it. We'll talk about it all on Monday if the Lord tarries. Thanks for being with us. Stay tuned. Matt Mosley. Matt Mosley Show is coming up next.
Hey, you're doing the Lord's work, DK.